Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zaid Al Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al Hayat, written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. Not only should we benefit on the theoretical level, but also on a practical level, making sure that we do some of these changes in our lives and put effort in trying to contribute to making our society better. How we are able to become Khalifatullah fil Ard, to be the vicegerent, to become someone who inherits the important, valuable, rich heritage that we have as far as our culture in religion is concerned, and also that which has been entrusted to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why in this part, part number 5, which is how humans should deal with nature, one of the things that we need to remember is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed things on this earth, and it is our responsibility to take care of them. So they are amana. God has entrusted us with dealing with affairs of this earth, affairs of creation. And when it does come to how we have that positive outlook on this system of creation, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything around us, including us as human beings, what do we need to do? How are we able to teach ourselves, discipline ourselves, so we honor this amana, we honor this entrustment given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What we can see in today's society, unfortunately, similar to societies before us as well, but now it's reached a devastating stage. It's unfortunately so dangerous that we can hear the cries of people as far as the climate is concerned, as far as the ozone layer, as far as all of these problems, environmental catastrophes that are happening around us. And as Muslims, what do we have from our Islamic heritage that we can contribute? And I think stemming from that Islamic heritage that we have, that we are able to contribute on a practical level, we are also able to do a lot of good, positive things as well. So not only can we say, well, oh, look, alhamdulillah, Islam says this and Islam says that. No, what are you doing on a practical level? When we talk about environment and when we talk about cleanliness and hygiene and when we say an-nazafatu min al-iman and all these other things, what's the point of having these vital instructions and not implementing them and not practicing them? And unfortunately, you know, we need to acknowledge, we need to admit the sad fact that hygiene and cleanliness isn't the number one priority. And that's very, very sad, you know. What can we say? You know, you don't even see rubbish, public rubbish bins for you to be able to throw away your trash instead of throwing it on the pathway or somewhere like that. So I think there are a lot of things that we are able to learn on a practical level to make our society better. When I'm talking about the amana, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has this beautiful verse in the Holy Quran that speaks to us about how we need to take care of nature and how it has been entrusted to us for us to consider and take care of. In Surah Al-Kahf, verse number 7, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Inna ja'alna ma 'ala al-ardi zinatan laha. We have placed that which is on the earth as an adornment for it. Zinatan laha. Linabluwahum ayyuhum ahsanu amala. So that we are able to test how people, what goodness or in what good way people are going to be acting.
Ayatollah Javadi Amoli, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatih al-Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree. Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed these things on earth. They are amana. We need to take care of nature. Does this mean that we completely stay away from anything to do with nature? We don't cut down trees, we don't use leaves, we don't build anything with wood, we don't touch water, anything else to do with nature. Do we become tree huggers? Do we join the Greenies movement? Or that's one side of an extremism, if we could say, even though I don't blame that side because of how extreme the other side has become, unfortunately, where they say up to, for example, I don't know exact statistics, so I won't mention any percentage, but a large percentage, for example, of the Amazon in Latin America has disappeared. Large percentage of forests and trees are being cultivated in such a way where it has wreaked havoc on the ecosystem of those areas. And we know about these things. We hear about them all the time. We hear these big, large corporate companies, you know, going into areas and, you know, flattening it down to the ground, destroying the ecosystem, destroying species of animals, moving them into suburbia and them being hunted down and killed by human beings because they're now annoying, they're now pests, they're now annoying the municipality of a certain city. And it's all because we destroyed their homes and now they're looking for somewhere else to live in. And this is happening everywhere all around the world. So that's the other side of an extreme. What's the balance here? And I think another verse in the Holy Quran, which is what Sheikh Jawadi Amoli mentions, that can also, you know, give us that understanding of how we need to deal with it, where in Surah Al-Takathur, verse number 8, the Almighty says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, wa la tus'alunna yawma idhin anin na'im. On Judgment Day, you are going to be asked, you're going to be questioned, interrogated in regards to the ni'mas, the blessings that are around you. So we need to know that, you know, seeing that we have that relationship with nature, with environment. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi tahirin.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams. Hear the children's cries,
there was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.